The Yamaha R6 in 5 seconds, 4, 3, 2, 1. The tap on the shoulder and the Milk Race Group Senior Manx Grand Prix 3 laps is away. Maurizio Bartolico, quickest off the grandstand so far.
Joe Yeardsley takes the lead here at Glen Helen on lap 1 by 0.75 seconds from number 3, Marcus Simpson.
Marcus Simpson leads now by 3.669 seconds.
Back to the pit stops, Marcus Simpson. He extends his lead. So, battle on for the race win between the newcomers, Marcus Simpson and Joe Yeardsley. Battle on for the final place on the podium as well between Jamie Williams and Daniel Ingham.
Joe Yeardsley here on frighteningly good pace here over to the bungalow.
It's 1.6 seconds between Marcus Simpson and Joe Yeardsley. This is going to be a last lap shootout here.
There's a fantastic battle going on just outside the top 10 as well, with a couple of the guys who were further down the order putting in some excellent performances.
Marcus Simpson is in the Tommy Club, 120.738 for the number 3 Manxman.
Joe Yeardsley's closed the gap to 3.935 seconds on number 3 Marcus Simpson at the bungalow. So Joe Yeardsley, he's gaining on his fellow Manxman.
To Manx 1, 2, 3 at the moment with Yeardsley, Simpson and Williams.
All three of them are on 120 pace.
Strap yourselves in, everyone. This could be an absolutely belting final lap.
Joe Yeardsley through, and Yeardsley takes the lead on the last lap. Number 15, Yeardsley, is now 2 seconds ahead of number 3, Marcus Simpson.
Maurizio Bartolico is a retirement.
Glen Helen to Glen Helen, 122.458. Absolutely sensational from young Joe Yeardsley. He arrives now.
Oh, yes, there he is across the line. And there we go, Joe Yeardsley. Oh, 18 minutes 32.882. It is a new senior Manx Grand Prix lap record. In third position, Daniel Ingham. And in the Tommy Club, 120.738, Marcus Simpson. Ladies and gentlemen, your winner is Joe Yeardsley!
The start of the RST Classic Superbike race. Over 3 laps, Davo Johnson across the front of the bike, and a little wheelie, 2 little wheelies from Davo, 3 little wheelies from Davo.
Craig Neve going old school, trying to do a little push start on the number 10, and she's just not going. You've got a feel for him. All that hard work the team have put in, absolute disaster on the start line.
Dean Harrison, number 2, with the lead at Glen Helen on lap 1. James Hillier has retired at the top of Bray Hills, and Mike Brown also out at Union Mills.
Dean Harrison on that leading practice time, although it was Michael Dunlop's leading practice time, just a shade over 126 pace as far as Ballat. Michael Dunlop, 125.7. It's Harrison that leads on the Ducati by 2.5 seconds from Dunlop Suzuki. Then Davo Johnson, 3.7 seconds down on Dunlop in third on the first of the Kawasaki's.
Here comes Michael Dunlop. Michael Dunlop, he's closed the gap at Ramsey Hairpin to 1.893 seconds.
Coming into the pits, the gap between Dean Harrison and Michael Dunlop was half a second. There's nothing in it.
Dunlop leads at Glen Helen on lap 2 by 0.1 seconds.
Dean Harrison, his engine has blown on the approach to Brandywell here. So Dean Harrison, it looks like that's his race over.
Davo Johnson in his second place, 40.592 back in second. Then Rob Hodson, number 9 in third.
The gap has come down again at Ramsey Hairpin between Davo Johnson and Rob Hodson. The gap is now just 0.896 seconds. Rob Hodson massively in the hunt here to try and overhaul Davo Johnson onto the mountain run. That is the battle at the top two. Keep an eye on at this point.
4 and a bit seconds covers 5th, 6th, 7th and 8th and 9th place. Here's Dunlop. Let's have a little look at the lap for Michael Dunlop. Wow, 17 minutes, 52.209, 126.681, a new RST Classic Superbike lap record. Keeping an eye on the Rob Hodson thing, it's gone out a bit. Rob Hodson's a second and a half now behind Davo Johnson. We see the flag being waved again. Here he comes, hard chin over the tank and away. Has he got it? No, he hasn't. He's dropped more time. Davo Johnson is confirmed in second place. In third position, number 9, of course, riding well last year's winner on the ZXR 750, for the Greenall Racing Team, Rob Hodgson. He was third last year. He's second this year, riding for the Alistair Cowan Racing Team on the Kawasaki, Davo Johnson. And ladies and gentlemen, the winner of the RST Classic Superbike race, riding the Team Classic Suzuki with a last lap of 17 minutes 52.2, a new Classic Superbike lap record, 126.681, Michael Dunlop.